Beloved brothers and sisters, I would like to greet all of you in the holy and precious name of our Lord Jesus Christ. May all those who have joined us online are blessed just as we will be blessed this afternoon through the word which we are going to hear. In the first hymn, we were singing that the Lord will appear soon. He will come. But first, only for those who are His own when the trumpet sounds. So we must be ready to meet Him when the trumpet sounds. In the second part, we were singing, "It is still the time of grace. The forgiveness is still available. God is still near everyone. So we should use this time that we are prepared for the coming of the Lord. So we can go to meet Him with joy when the trumpet sounds." In the second hymn we were singing, "O dear soul, be cleansed. Come to the true source of life. Come to the light. Because the Lord, full of salvation's mercy, wants to invite you as a guest. The grace and the love of our God is the most important thing for us. And we must believe His word. We are admonished, we are corrected by the word. And the word which we are going to hear will surely speak to us. And we want to ask Him to be prepared so that we get one or two steps closer to our Lord, so that there is nothing of this world that remains in us. May the Lord fulfill this wish. May He pour His word and His love into us. That is our prayer today. Together, we want to and first we want to sing two songs. First, 690, Jesus, draw me nearer the cross.
Jesus, sieh zum Kreuze mich, wo die Quelle fließet, die zum Heil der Sünde sich, dort so frei ergießen, hin zum Kreuz.
Amen. In the first part, we were singing, Jesus, draw me closer to the cross, where there is the fountain, setting the sinner free. It was not us who were looking for the Lord, it was Him who was looking for us, and He did find us. We receive this great grace, and as we were singing, we want to be drawn still closer and closer to the cross, so that we are no longer part of this world, but that we may belong to Him, because He is the true source of food for us. We receive all we need from Him. Let's sing the second song, number 605.
Ist getilgt die Sünde. Getilgt die Sünde, bist du rein und neu, bist du rein und des Heilandes Blut. Bist du neu geboren von der Knechtschaft frei, bist du rein durch des Heilandes Blut. Bist du rein durch das Blut, rein durch Jesu erlösendes Blut. Ist dein Bein schon helle, ist es weiß wie Schnee, bist du rein durch des Heilandes Blut. Hältst du treulich wachen bei dem Kreuze stand, bist du rein durch des Heilandes Blut. Bist du kindlich gläubig jetzt an Jesu an, bist du rein durch des Heilandes Blut. Bist du rein durch des Blut, rein durch Jesu erlösendes Blut. Ist dein Kleid schon helle, ist es weiß wie Schnee, bist du rein durch des Heilandes Blut. Der Bräutigam kommt, ist dein Herz bereit, bist du rein durch des Heilandes Blut. Stehst im heiligen Schmuck du und im weißen Kleid, rein und hell durch des Heilandes Blut. Bist du rein durch das Blut, rein durch Jesu erlösendes Blut. Ist dein Kleid schon helle, ist es weiß wie Schnee, bist du rein durch des Heilandes Blut. So entsagt der Sünde, lieb den Herrn allein, werde rein durch des Heilandes Blut. Sieh dir Brunnen, fließet auch die Tief hinein, werde rein durch des Heilandes Blut. Bist du rein durch das Blut, rein durch Jesu erlösendes Blut. Ist dein Kleid schon helle, ist es weiß wie Schnee, bist du rein durch des Heilandes Blut.
Amen. Yes, we will be standing in front of the Lord in the snow white dress. May He give us His grace that we can be prepared for the glorious day. His grace is new every day, and we can only keep giving thanks to Him. As we were singing, we believe as children, just as children believe the Father without using our intellect, but with a childish trust, we receive what the Lord has given us and we rejoice because we are his children. Now I would like to ask our brother to come to read from the scripture and to pray with us. Praise and glory be unto the name of the Lord. We are grateful we can be at this place again, and we would like to greet all those who have come and also all those who have joined us online from all around the world. May the faithful Lord bless us from the riches of His grace. We are grateful, and once again, we are grateful that we have found favor before God. The Lord has truly done great things with all of us. The return of the Lord is at hand. These are the last days, but it is still the time of grace, and we are here today to receive the word of the truth from the commissioned lips. We cannot give enough thanks to the Lord for this last message that will truly create such faith in us as we need for the rapture. And as we are living in the last days, God wants to reveal Himself as He promised it for these last days. Jesus Christ is still the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is now the high priest, and He can understand our weaknesses. And I believe that the Holy Spirit is present now. May the power of God be manifested this afternoon by taking all unbelief away from our midst. May the power of God be manifested, be revealed in our midst, so that all those who are suffering could be set free. Jesus took everything to the cross. We are healed by His stripes. So may it happen with us. And if we believe it, He will keep His promise. We can trust our Lord in all things. May the Lord bless us in a special way this afternoon. We are awaiting great things from our Lord, and I believe that we will have a mighty experience of our God this afternoon. Before we pray, I would like to read from 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Could you please stand up? 2 Corinthians chapter 4. Reading verses 16-18. For which cause we faint not, but though our outward man perish, yet the inward man is renewed day by day, receiving new strength, according to the German translation. For our light affliction which is but for a moment, worketh for us a far more exceeding and eternal weight of glory. While we look not at the things which are seen, but at the things which are not seen, for the things which are seen are temporal, but the things which are not seen are eternal. Brother Frank often says, that I should always take more time before the meeting, but then I think that the best thing is to read the scripture. So we will continue in chapter 5 from verse 10. Chapter 5 from verse 1. For we know that if our earthly house of this tabernacle were dissolved, we have a building of God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For in this we groan, earnestly desiring to be clothed upon with our house which is from heaven. If so be that, being clothed, we shall not be found naked. For we that are in this tabernacle do groan, being burdened, not for that we would be unclothed, but clothed upon, that mortality might be swallowed up of life. Now he that hath wrought us for the same selfsame thing is God, who also hath given unto us the earnest of the Spirit. Therefore we are always confident, knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord. For we walk by faith, not by sight. We are confident, I say, and willing rather to be absent from the body and to be present with the Lord. Wherefore we labor that, whether present or absent, we may be accepted of Him. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body, according to that he had done, whether it be good or bad. I also want to read from verse 14 to verse 21. For the love of Christ constrained us, because we thus judge that if one died for all, then were all dead, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them and rose again. Wherefore, henceforth, know we no man after the flesh. Ye, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now, henceforth, know we him no more. Therefore, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. Old things are passed away. Behold, all things are become new. And all things are of God, who hath reconciled us to himself by Jesus Christ, and hath given to us the ministry of reconciliation, to wit, that God was in Christ, reconciling the world unto himself, not imputing their trespasses unto them, and had committed unto us the word of reconciliation. Now then, we are ambassadors for Christ, as though God did beseech you by us. We pray you in Christ's stead, be ye reconciled to God, for he hath made him to be sin for us, who knew no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Up to this verse, these words strengthen in our faith, giving us more hope, more strength, and made happen this afternoon that all are reconciled with God. We will pray now. Merciful Heavenly Father, we are grateful for the privilege that we can be at this place this afternoon and for the rich blessings we have already received. We thank you for the precious word that remains forever. O Lord, we are at this place today to come closer to you and to have a new experience with you. You know the condition of our hearts. You know us perfectly. You even know our weaknesses, our needs, and you are ready to comfort the needs of our hearts. Please help us today through your mercy. Go through our rows and touch every sincere heart so that we can believe you. Oh, please grant it, O Lord. Grant us the power of faith so that we are among those who will soon see what they believed. May it happen today that this day is the day of salvation, and may all be reconciled with God, receiving the gift of grace from Calvary so that they can be set free and walk with you. We are bringing all our prayer requests to you. Isn't it your will also today to help, to heal? Please sanctify us completely, and please bring your Holy Spirit upon the whole congregation. Bless your faithful servant. Give him more strength. Through the power of your resurrection, strengthen him and speak to us through his lips. Bless and confirm your word. Cover the whole congregation under the blood you shed and show your grace and your mercy and your salvation upon us. In Jesus' holy name, amen. Let us sing, "All is new, all is new."
Alles neu, das Blut des Lammes reinigt mich und schafft alles neu. Alles neu, alles neu, das Blut des Lammes reinigt mich und schafft alles neu. Amen, amen.
Amen. You may be seated.
Welch ein Vorrecht.
What a privilege it is that we can be at this place today to hear the Holy Word of God, to receive it by faith and to have it revealed. We have heard already in the hymns sung by the choir that when the trumpet shall sound, we will appear dressed in white before the Lord. And in the 2 Thessalonians chapter 4 verse 17, we read that the dead in Christ shall rise first, and then we will be changed when the Lord comes down with the shout, with the trumpet, and then we will be raptured, we will meet Him, and we will be with Him forever. I have many greetings to give you, especially from South America and from Romania, also from Brother Tati, from Brussels. The Lord is faithful and He is doing great things about among those who believe the Word, and it is revealed to them, and then they have part in what God is doing on earth right now. We have also heard, brothers and sisters, as we were singing in one of the songs about white dresses, and I have mentioned it several times here, when I saw the rapture and all that host dressed in white, all were young, 16 to 18 years old, but all the dresses were shining white. And brothers and sisters, when you think of it, who are you? Who am I? We all once experienced what Paul expressed in the Epistle to Romans chapter 7. Who will save me from this body of death? We are all just human beings, but God has received us. He put the new life into us. We're also singing about the blood of the Lamb, and also in the scriptures we read. May God also bless our brother Jean Lambert in a special way, and all the brothers translating into various languages. It is really so that the whole world can watch and listen, and we are very, very grateful to God for that. We see that we are very, very close to the return of the Lord. We see it when we watch the signs of the times. We see all the developments in the Middle East, with Iran. Just as our Lord said it, when you see all these things coming true, then look up, for your redemption is drawing near. And we can see all things, and by His grace we can place it biblically, especially in connection with Israel. And today we have brought an article about a man who in the United Nations Assembly brought the Bible there and referred to it several times, and he dared before the full UN Assembly to raise the Bible several times and referring to the Bible. And before Brother Baumgartner reads this short message to us, I would like to read from Zechariah chapter 1, from verse 12. Zechariah chapter 1, from verse 12. Then the angel of the Lord answered and said, O Lord of hosts, how long wilt thou not have mercy on Jerusalem and on the cities of Judah, against which thou hast had indignation these 70 years? How long wilt thou not have mercy on Jerusalem and on the cities of Judah? We could continue reading the following verses. Also are about the same topic, but let's hear it today, what this man said. The Israeli ambassador to the UN, Danny Dannon, in his speech, declared the right of the Jewish people to the whole Jewish land. He declared it, surprisingly, with a Bible in his hand. He had an 18-minute speech before the UN Assembly, and it became very popular in the social media and was translated into a number of languages. Dannon summarized the historical and international facts to confirm that the whole land, including Judea and Samaria, belongs to the Jewish nation. And when Dannon mentioned the God's promise to Abraham from Genesis, quoting it, and he said it openly to the Palestinian delegation, raising the Bible up so that everyone could see it, and he said, this is our official document for our land. And then he read it from Genesis 18, 7 and 8 in Hebrew and in English. And I will give you the whole land of Canaan. And you will possess it forever, and I shall be your God. He used the Bible as the ground for the Jewish nation to possess the land, and it was an unexpected step in the today's politics reality. As it was expected, the mainstream media were just laughing at it because they could not believe that an official government representative would dare to use the Bible as a justification or a ground of the Jewish nation to possess the land. And after this speech, CNN and Al Jazeera expressed that the Bible, according to them, had nothing to do with Israel's right to the land. They were just ridiculing it. But the possession of the whole land and the connection between the Jewish nation with the land starts here, said Danny Dannon. It is not only the Hebrew Bible which says so, but it is also so for Christianity and for Islam. The Quran itself says that God promised the Israel land to Israel, and he pointed his finger to the Palestinian delegation. It was clear at that moment that he meant the whole land, including Judea and Samaria, the whole West Bank. And it can only be confirmed by the Bible. But for thousands of years, the tribes of Israel lived in the land. The tribe of Judah, they lived in the area called Judea, and he continued looking coldly at the Palestinian delegation. You all know these words, Jew and Jewish. It is connected with Judea, and this includes Jerusalem. And Dannon concluded his speech saying, that the Jewish title to the land is also specified by the international law, and a strong Israel means a strong and safe world, because the Lord himself said that we should learn from the parable about the fig tree, about all the promises from Jeremiah, Isaiah, Ezekiel, that at the end of days, God will gather his people of Israel and he will lead them back. That is the main promise for Israel. And if we then go to Ezekiel 47 and 48, the last two chapters of the prophet Ezekiel, in chapter 47, the condition of what it will be like is shown when the temple will be built and when the stream will go from the temple down to the Dead Sea, and how the trees will grow on the left and on the right, bringing fruit 12 times a year. It was all foretold for Israel before. And just as it is written here in the prophetic word, so it shall happen. And if you want to read it, you can read Revelation 22, verse 2 and 3, that 12 times a year there will be fruit on those trees, and the leaves will be for healing. God has announced all things beforehand, and we are grateful for it. And as we read also in this scripture, oh, how long, O Lord? And that is also our question, brothers and sisters. How long? Only the Lord knows it. But we all understand that at the end of the time of grace, that we are living at the end of the time of grace, and that the last message is given by the Lord to all the tongues and nations. And in Ezekiel 48, and it is worth reading, that every stone has its place. Each of those 12 tribes will have their own area. It is all written and it will become reality, just as surely as God said it, so surely it will come true in Israel. And in this connection, I would also like to make a remark that what matters is that these three religions are united: Christianity, Islam, and the Jewish religion. And there was a proposal, suggestion, that Jesus should no longer be emphasized as the Son of God, but only Mary as the mother of Jesus. Because it can also be found in the Quran about Mary, the mother of Jesus. And with great pain, we see that this veil is still over Israel up to this day, and that they cannot believe that Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior, was truly the promised Messiah. And He is still so. That is the greatest pain we feel, that God's chosen nation did not recognize the hour of God's merciful visitation. A Israeli lawyer, where all these settlements are being built, wanted to have a lecture, but his condition was that the cross and the crucified must not be mentioned. And he said that he would not enter any house with the cross on the wall. It was a Jewish lawyer said that he would not enter a room with a cross on the wall. And it hurts, but so it is written that first the number from all nations must be full, and then Israel as a whole shall be saved. That's God's plan of salvation. So the Lord foretold it, as Paul wrote to the church in Corinth, that the veil is still over them and it will only be removed in Jesus Christ our Lord. And Paul truly emphasized that we proclaim Christ the crucified, and the word of the cross is God's power to those who are saved and to those who do not believe, who are lost. To them it is foolishness. For me, the scripture has become great, and I would like to share it with you from 2 Thessalonians. And we all know that in 1 Thessalonians, I have mentioned it already, there we read about the return of the Lord, that our Lord will come accompanied by the trumpet and the voice of the archangel. And then in 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, we read in verse 10, and with all deceivableness of unrighteousness in them that perish, because they received not the love of the truth, that they might be saved. Because they received not the love of the truth. This scripture really touched my heart very deeply, because they received not the love of the truth. As we heard it from the article about Danny Denon, he raised up the Bible and he said that this is the ancient agreement, the oldest document, the deed, the proof. This is what God says in His Word. Can you understand what I mean? What does Bible mean to you and to me? Is it the original covenant, the testament, what was prepared for us by God's grace? All the teachings, all this, it is the original covenant which we can hold in our hands and have in our hearts. And once again, concerning this scripture, because they have not received the love of the truth. Something that is your personal possession, something that dwells in you. And those who receive the truth in this way, let's read it one more time so that we all know that it is so written. Because they received not the love of the truth, They did not make it their own. They did not receive it as a personal gift from God to them. Therefore, we see the difference. There are some who received the love of the truth, and then they are sanctified in the word of the truth. And then the others, they go from tradition to tradition, from one false teaching to another, from one interpretation to another. But just as surely as the word of God entered our hearts and was revealed to us through the Holy Spirit, so surely the salvation was given to us, and it is the part of us. And so surely we have the Word of God, and we have received it as the truth. And that is what really makes us different from all the others, also from those who refer to Brother Branham, but they put the Word of God aside. And they simply claim that everyone has the Bible, but the revealed Word is the written Word, and the revealed Word has become the written Word has become the revealed Word. And we have truly received the truth. And I truly rejoice that I can look at those 70 years that have passed, and I can say that not a single time I preached a false teaching. Not a single time from June 1949. It is simply God's grace. By God's grace, we did receive the truth. It is in us and it is revealed through us, and we are sanctified in the word of the truth. Sanctify them in thy word. Thy word is the truth. And therefore, we are grateful to the Lord that we have found favor before Him. And as we heard concerning Israel, we see that the time has come in which the official claim from the highest authorities is being made with the Bible in their hands. It is said, this is our original covenant. The Bible is our original covenant. And we will go right back to the beginning, right to the first verse of the Old Testament, and then to the first verse of the New Testament. This is the original covenant, the whole counsel of salvation of our God. And what is written here must come true, and it will also come true. And brothers and sisters, concerning the end time message, when we think about it, also from 1933, from 1946, many years have passed. From 1948, when Ben-Gurion declared the State of Israel, many years have passed since then. But now we have arrived in the point when these things are becoming reality. They will happen one by one. Just as it is written, that the Lord will complete His work on earth first with those who are elect, and let me emphasize this in the name of the Lord, in all those who are elect, they have the truth as their personal possession. Nothing else can enter us but the word of the truth. And we came to know the truth, and the truth has set us free from all error. It is difficult for me to mention this, but when I think of all the teachings when brothers are referring to William Branham, and there is just one false teaching after the other being presented using or misusing the statements of Brother Branham, up to the statement that there was only a voice of God on earth, which should be the prophet's voice. So they interpreted that according to Revelation 10:7, everyone must hear this voice. And we have recently heard that a couple came to Jeffersonville to have their wedding in front of William Branham. And what they did is that they played a tape from Brother Branham's meetings being 60 years ago, and that was the wedding ceremony. It's all a lie and deceived. Brothers and sisters, God has given us the grace that all the scriptures Brother Branham used, whether Luke 17 verse 30 or Revelation 10 verse 7, Zechariah 14 verse 7, all these scriptures which Brother Branham referred to connect us with God and with what God promised and with what God did. We did not stay with the sign showing us the direction, but with the Lord, who is the truth and the life. And we are also grateful that we can testify this, that we can testify that we have found favor with God. Just imagine it for once, when they claim that the Lord has already come. What can we say about it? Just let me read in this connection perhaps two scriptures from the Holy Word of God, so that you can see it from the Bible and to have clarity about this, what happens when the Lord returns to take His own home. You can read it in 1 John chapter 2. Here it is written, 1 John chapter 2, verse 28. And now, little children, abide in him, that when he shall appear, and brothers and sisters, this scripture they used for the purpose that they say that the Lord revealed Himself in the time of Brother Branham. They used this scripture for that purpose. But what is written here, that when He shall appear, we may have confidence and not be ashamed before Him at His coming. This revelation of our Lord is connected with His return. Not be ashamed before Him at His coming. So first His revelation and then His coming. So He revealed His counsel, He revealed His word, and we are grateful for it. But He Himself has not come yet. He will come, He will return, as surely as it is written in Luke 24, that our Lord, after His resurrection, revealed Himself to His own, and then He went with His disciples to Bethany. He raised His hands over them, He blessed them, and before their eyes He was taken up to heaven. And then in Acts chapter 1, verse 9 to 11, the same Jesus in the same manner shall return as you saw Him going up to heaven. Bodily He rose, bodily He went up to heaven, and bodily He shall return from heaven. And upon His return, we will be bodily changed. The mortal will put on immortality, and it will be God's reality. And then we can read here in 1 John chapter 3, from verse 2 and 3. Here in verse 3 we read,
welch große Liebe uns der Vater dadurch erwiesen hat.
Oh, he's reading from verse 1. Behold, what manner of love the Father hath bestowed upon us, that we should be called the sons of God. Therefore the world knoweth us not, because it knew Him not. And now, beloved brothers and sisters, here comes what I have to emphasize one more time in the next verse. Beloved, now are we the sons of God. Now are we the sons of God. And it doth not yet appear what we shall be. But we know that when He shall appear, when this revelation comes, when it happens, according to the German translation, when He shall appear, we shall be like Him, for we shall see Him as He is. Praise and glory be to our Lord. I hope that you understand my pain, the greatest pain I can feel is when people take Brother Branham's statements and turn them into false teachings. Brother Branham was a man sent from God with the message of God to the people of God. And when he said here or there something of his own, we simply have to leave it as it is. I also read that in one and the same sermon he mentioned Enoch about about Enoch and Noah, but he was the seventh after Adam. And Enoch only lived for 375 years. Brother Branham was just a human being. And in connection with the word, it was revealed. But when he mentions something, we have to go back to the Bible and we have to understand that he was just a normal human being. So, when this revelation comes, when the return of Jesus Christ truly takes place, and when our brothers hear what Brother Branham said in the seventh seal, that the Lord has left the mercy seat. But he said what happened in the seventh seal. And he was speaking about the time of our Lord, not about the time of grace. Not that it happened in 1933. It is impossible to understand all these false things that are in circulation. And once I had 247 questions I received about various statements. But for us, there is only one question that is still open. Why? And now I will say it again. Because they have not received the love of the truth, and the truth is the Word of God, and the Bible is the only original covenant, and the Holy Word of God remains forever. And if this world dwells in you and in me, then we remain with our Lord forever. I simply cannot stand any interpretations. The Holy Word of God was revealed to us. It has become our possession, and we are the possession of our Lord, saved by the blood of the Lamb and by the grace of our God. We are sanctified in the Word of truth. There is no sanctification outside the Word of the truth. There is no sanctification in all those interpretations. Absolutely no. The Lord only confirms His Holy Word. Especially this scripture here. Where did I read it? 2 Thessalonians. 2nd chapter, verse 11 to 13. And now the question, is there the love of God poured into our hearts in such a way that we truly love the Word of God, that we rejoice in the Word, that we are connected with God in spirit, the love of the truth, but they did not receive it. In verse 11, and for this cause God shall send them strong delusion that they should believe a lie. It is simply absolutely necessary to receive the love of the truth, to have the love of our Lord, our Savior. And we all know that already in Revelation 2, it is written there, remember the height from which you fell. All things will disappear, but the love of God remains, and the love is poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit. And brothers and sisters, let's say this one more time. As surely as the nation of Israel can see still more and more the fulfillment of the Bible prophecy, not only that they return, but that they returned because God said it so in His Word. And the Scripture is coming true before their eyes and before our eyes. And then when Mr. Netanyahu and all our friends, when they recognize that all those things, all these developments have been foretold before, and that was my desire, and therefore I put those several scriptures on paper, and I emphasized that this is the time of the fulfillment of the Bible prophecy with the people of Israel. And we can see that Jerusalem is mentioned 787 times in the Bible. And the Mount Zion is mentioned there 157 times. And all these things are coming true with Jerusalem and according to God's order, all the tribes will take their right position. But before that, the church, by God's grace, the church must be restored, so that all things are just as they were in the beginning. And that is the main promise we believe, that God wanted to send His prophet, not a new religion, not a new direction of faith to start, but to restore all things, so that the original foundation is cleared and we are placed on it, so that we could say that this is our original covenant, our deed from the first sermon, from the first outpouring of the Holy Spirit. The original covenant left with us by God. And for every biblical teaching, this is the original covenant that was given to us. The Old Testament and the New Testament. In God's harmony. Can you tell me how you feel? How you, what you think about these things, that God did not ignore us, but that He did find us, that He revealed Himself to us, He made it possible for us to believe as the Scripture says, and that we could receive God's truth. And here is the original covenant. As the UN ambassador could raise the Bible in front of the whole world, in front of all those government representatives, in the same way we can raise the Bible before God, before all the nation, all the tongues, and we can say that this is our testament, this is our original covenant, this is our teaching. All things are written here, and we have never crossed beyond what is written in the scripture. So by God's grace, we have received the biblical truth, and when we read the Word of God, the Lord speaks to us. May also all those who are in need receive help. We hear the reports of illnesses and needs everywhere. May the Lord comfort today. May He help, may He give His grace, so that all those who hear God's word today may simply experience it fully, because we have found favor before God and we have recognized the time and the hour. And with full conviction, we have received and we completely agree with the Word of God. Just be sincere. Do you have any question about any scripture? There is no need for discussion, because all things are really crystal clear and it is revealed through the Holy Spirit. All that was given to us by God through the completed redemption, it all belongs to us, and we will pass from faith to reality. And as we read, that when this revelation will truly appear, our bodies shall be changed and we shall be likened to our Savior. He, the firstborn among many brethren. Oh, how perfect the Word of God is, and how the plan of salvation of our God is presented in the Word of God. As I mentioned it last time, when Brother Branham read from Colossians 1 verse 15 about the firstborn from the beginning of creation, what he wanted to say, that in the beginning of creation there was the Lord, and now we can see him now as the firstborn. It was the Lord at the time, and then when he was born, today Christ the Lord was born in the town of David. And he is the Lord of the firstborn. Believe me, I am so grateful to God that even those things which Brother Branham might not have expressed so clearly, that we can know what he meant. He know what he wanted to say, and we are simply grateful to God, because here is the point. And forgive me if I say this, but the best friend of Brother Branham, who gave me the title of a doctor, he turned this statement into two special teachings. It simply hurts. I can't explain it to anyone, but it is such a pain. But let's say it one more time. God has ordained us to know the truth and to possess the truth, not giving any room to any interpretation. It doesn't matter what our spiritual condition is today, but I am convinced that all those who come today to hear the Holy Word of God, to belong to the bride of the Lamb, because He Himself said it, "Gather my people to me so that they can hear my words." We are gathered in the name of the Lord to hear the words of the Lord and to receive them and to possess them so that they are revealed to us through the Holy Spirit. And then it holds what is written in Romans chapter 8. The one, those who called he justified and sanctified. And he also gave the heavenly glory to them. The work of salvation is finished with God. He sees us as those dressed in white before his throne, as those who are redeemed and baptized in the Spirit, the host that is worthy to celebrate the supper with our Lord in glory. We give thanks to God that he has gathered Israel from all the nations and tongues. We thank God that he has gathered, or that he is gathering, the church of the firstborn from all the nations. We thank him that he put the love of his word into us. That the word given by the Spirit has become the word revealed by the Spirit. And we praise our Lord, our Savior, now and forever. Let us stand up and let's give thanks to the Lord together. Forgive me if I mention some things which have to be shared internationally. But we know that these meetings are being broadcast and they are heard worldwide, where people deal with these problems every day, so that they may receive help, that their faith is strengthened, so that they remain in the word of the truth and do not preach anything but what is written in the Bible. It is our testament. Praise and glory be to our Lord, Almighty God. Brothers and sisters, I cannot express it so easily, but I know that you believe and receive, and you can understand my pain, because as Paul did, I would like to present the pure bride to Christ. And if something here or there that they have to visit various congregations, it is my wish, stay under God's influence. Do not place yourself under any other influence. Receive it all, receive the original covenant, and he will reveal it to every individual. While our heads are bowed down, let me ask if there are any newcomers today in our midst. May the Lord grant his grace to you to believe, as the scripture says, and to receive and be prepared for the glorious day of the return of Jesus Christ, our Lord. He will return with the trumpet of God, with the voice of the archangel, and the dead in Christ shall rise first, and those who live in Christ shall be changed. And it is not only my wish, my prayer, but it is also God's will that all those who now hear the holy word of God, receive it, receive the full reconciliation, full salvation, as we read it in the beginning. The ministry of reconciliation is given to us, and therefore we say on behalf of Christ, be ye reconciled with God. Receive forgiveness, receive the grace, receive every word, and may it be revealed to every individual through the Holy Spirit. May the preaching of the word lead everyone to say that I receive the word of the truth. I receive it as my possession, just as surely as I am your possession. Together we shall praise the blood of the Lamb. We shall give thanks for the salvation and the forgiveness of our sins. And we will also thank for the word of the Lord, that we've been led to all the truth. Could a few brothers pray briefly with us? Oh, let's sing Just As I Am first.
Ich bin, so muss es sein, nicht meine Kraft, nur du allein. Dein Blut wäscht mich von Sünde rein, o Gottes Lamm, ich komm, ich komm.
Mein Gott. Ja, treuer Herr.
Yes, faithful Lord. Praise and thanksgiving be to you. We thank you, Lord Jesus, that we can be called your children, saved, redeemed in your blood. O Lord Jesus, you have given the truth to us. You had it written down, and who can take it away from us? No one, because it is written into our hearts. Thanks be to you for it. You know every one of us. We all have our needs and troubles, but we thank you that we can place them into your hands. Please bless all those who have listened today, all those who have heard your word today. I thank you, O Lord, for your goodness, for your love, for the grace. Show your mercy upon us. I thank you, and I will praise you. Bless our brother, Lord Jesus, who has brought us your word. Give him strength. I thank you, O faithful Lord, that you will continue accompanying him. Bless Brother Frank. I thank you in Jesus' name. Amen. O Jesus, we praise you with all our heart. We want to thank you for your mighty work in us. We thank you for what you did for us. O Lord, I am praising you and I thank you. Because you show so much of your mercy on us. The brother is speaking in an unusual dialect, so it is difficult to translate this prayer, but he is simply giving thanks to the Lord for everything. Oh, I thank you. Be your accompany also, Brother Frank, on all the journeys. Strengthen his body, spirit, and soul. Lead him.
Leitet sie, Herr. Danke für deine Liebe. In deinem Namen, Jesus Christus.
Amen. We thank you, O Lord, in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, how I love Jesus.
Ich lieb. Du bist würdig. Du bist würdig. Du bist würdig. Du bist würdig, o Herr, hinzunehmen Preis und Ehre, Ruhm. Anbetung, du bist würdig, o Herr. Glory, glory, Halleluja. Glory, glory, Halleluja. Glory, glory, Halleluja. Deine Wahrheit. Herr allmächtiger Gott.
O Lord, you almighty God, we thank you with all our hearts, crying loudly, our Father who art in heaven, beloved be thy name in our midst. May your will be done with every individual. Have your way with all of us. And together we thank you for the Old Testament and for the New Testament. We thank you for the original covenant of God, which we have from the beginning of time till the end of time. Beloved Lord, we thank you for your precious and holy word, for the truth which we have received as our possession. Beloved Lord, in this truth we can walk for your glory. Dear Lord, I also want to bring all the needs, all the illnesses, all those who are in need. We are bringing all of them together to you. Oh Lord, please bless the young ones, the old ones. Bless all families in all homes. Call the last ones out so that the number is full. And the trumpet could sound so that we could hear the voice of the archangel, and you would return to take home those who are yours. We thank you for the finished work of salvation. We thank you that you already see us in completion, dressed in white in front of the throne, so that we can celebrate a wedding supper of the Lamb. Blessed are those who have part in it. And O Lord, I believe before you that I can say, all those who now hear your voice, who receive your word, to whom it is revealed, and those who receive the new life from God, that they will be there, they will have part in it, because those who now hear your voice will then hear your voice when you return. We thank you, beloved Lord, one more time for everything you have done in our time all around the world. You are bringing your work to completion all around the world. You will soon complete it. We expect your return in our time, and we say Maranatha, come soon, Lord Jesus. Praise and glory be to you. In the wonderful and holy name of Jesus, you may be seated. Amen. Let's sing one more song. Number 7.
Amen. Amen. Lied Nummer 7. Lass es uns von ganzem Herzen singen. Herr, du hast Großes an uns getan, jubelnd im Staube, wir beten dich an. Rüsen die Macht, deine Gnade vereint, du unsere Seele, getreuester Freund. Herrlichkeit dir, Jesus allein, Herrlichkeit dir, Jesus allein. Alles, was Odem hat, stimmt mit ein. Herrlichkeit Jesu, ja, Jesu allein. Du deine Kinder gekrönetes Haupt, zeigst ohne Hülle dich jedem, der glaubt. Wandelst im Kreise deinen Allee, dass jeder selig dich nahe verspürt. Herrlichkeit dir, Jesus allein, Herrlichkeit dir, Jesus allein. Alles, was ohne, hat Stimme mit ein. Herrlichkeit Jesu, ja, Jesu allein. König der Herzen, du hast uns erkauft und uns mit Geist und mit Feuer getauft. Liebe in alle mit Leib und mit Seele. Dein sind wir ewig, immer nur ewig. Herrlichkeit dir, Jesus allein, Herrlichkeit dir, Jesus allein. Alles, was du dir hat Stimme mit an. Herrlichkeit Jesu, ja, Jesus allein. Zieh durch die Lande, o Heiland der Welt, beuge, was dir sich entgegen noch stellt. Die schlafenden Sünder hinein, dein Schmerzenslohn wird vor dir zuteil. Herrlichkeit dir, Jesus allein, Herrlichkeit dir, Jesus allein. Alles, was ohne Stimme mit ein. Herrlichkeit Jesu, ja, Jesu allein. Das wird allein Herrlichkeit sein, das wird allein Herrlichkeit sein, wenn frei von wie ich sein Angesicht sehe, wenn frei von wie ich sein Angesicht sehe. Amen, Amen. Diese Gewissheit.
Amen. This certainty the Lord has given to us. Is Brother Baumgartner here with us today? I would like to ask him to come for the final prayer. He was in Brazil at those large meetings. It would be good if he could pray with us today. Please think of me in your prayers. I should go to Bangkok in June. There will be a conference also for all the surrounding neighboring countries, and then also another meeting in the Philippines, in Manila. And since I turned 85, it is everything not that easy. So please think of me in your prayers, and then, God willing, we may have one more meeting in Romania. And just imagine, brethren in Romania, we have a brother there who is a pilot. And he simply said, Brother Frank, Do not worry. I will give him a lift by plane. We have an airfield 12 kilometers from the mission center. There we will board the plane and we will make the flight to Bucharest. I would like to have some brothers from Switzerland to attend such a meeting in Romania to see what it is like when a few thousand are gathered to hear the Holy Word of God. May the Lord bless us all. I had the opportunity to be with Brother Frank's meeting in Guyana, Brazil, where I was on holiday, and the meeting was truly blessed. My English is not so good, but Brother Claudio was translating into Portuguese. There were at least 5,000 people. It was not just one hall, but some people were also outside under a tent. And at the end, we could speak with Brother Frank briefly and to pass greetings to him. And it was all very good. Oh, great God, we thank you for this great day you have given to us. Through the lips of Brother Frank, you brought us your word, and thank you that we can have part in it. We thank you that you will continue leading us and be with each and every one of us. So please help those who are sick, help where there are family problems. Please lead us all and be with us. We especially pray for Brother Frank. Accompany him, strengthen him. Give him strength beyond measure. We thank you for all of it in Jesus' holy name. Amen.
Halleluja sei gepriesen, Halleluja, Amen. Halleluja sei gepriesen, Herr segne uns jetzt.
Amen. Jeder reicht ihm die Hand, so Gott will, bis zum nächsten Mal.